Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 497 for Thursday, July 30th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Thursday morning, taking strength from advances in U.S. soybeans. ICE canola was anywhere from $5 to $8 higher, with the most active November contract checking in at $501.90 per ton. The Canadian dollar was weaker compared to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive on the international market. Expectations of tight canola stocks at the end of the 2015-16 year also underpinned the market. Excess rain in the eastern prairies was stressing some canola fields, which was supportive for prices. There are rumors that China is preparing to buy Canadian canola. However, recent rains have largely benefited crops in Saskatchewan and Alberta and taken some of the weather premium out of the market. The longer-term technical bias is pointed downward, and any selling opportunities could build on themselves. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 5 to 11 cents higher, with the most active November contract checking in at $9.49 a bushel. Value surged after the USDA reported that export sales commitments came in much higher than expected. As well, lower prices seem to have drawn renewed attention from out-of-country buyers looking for a bargain. Strong demand for soy meal, particularly from livestock producers, also underpinned the market. Corn was slightly below unchanged, with the December contract sitting at $3.77 per bushel. Although the market is oversold, it hasn't sparked fresh buying yet. Ethanol production in the U.S. is down 8,000 barrels a day, according to a new report from the USDA. Fund long position still hovers over the market. To U.S. wheat, which was slightly lower, with the September contract checking in at $4.95 a bushel. Black Sea wheat seems to be dominating the international market these days. South Korea, Thailand, and the Philippines have bought close to 3 million tons of July to December shipments. Some of the wheat will likely be used for feed. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, July 30th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.